It's Royce O'Neal. Here's your Jazz Game Rewind.
Donovan works the right side of the floor, behind the back pass to O'Neal, unguarded. Takes a dribble, reads the laces, fires the three, hits.
Hey there, Amanda Smith here with your Jazz Game Rewind. As your Utah Jazz, well, they continue to their hot streak, picking up their ninth straight win in a 108-94 victory over the New York Knicks.
Rivers, left side. Wiggles, fires, hits a three. He's 6-for-6.
Well, it's the same thing he did in the fourth quarter in New York.
Utah had to work for this win, though, because really through the first half, it was all New York and all about Austin Rivers. He was a perfect 10 of 10 from the floor in the first half. He had 25 points, and the Knicks, well, they were up 13 heading into the third.
Rivers, 9-for-9. Guarded by O'Neal at the top. Rivers torched the Jazz in the fourth in New York. He's torching him now. He rises. He fires. He hits again! This is ridiculous! Austin Rivers is 10 for 10!
Well, that guy with the hot hand, he cooled down in the second half. He went scoreless through quarters 3 and 4. But this is where Utah found some rhythm.
Favors, hands it to Ingles. Ingles drives the baseline. Randall comes over. Kick to the corner by O'Neal. Skip pass. Bogdanovich wide open. Three. Got it. Beautiful play.
Let's jump to the beginning of the fourth, where the score was 81-80. And then the Jazz, well, they went on an 11-0 run. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone.
Jazz have had 5 chances to take the lead here in the second half. Haven't been able to do any of them. Noel taps it. Loose ball. 50-50. Clarkson has it. Clarkson comes out of it. Clarkson reverse layup. Scores and he's fouled. And somersaults. And the Jazz lead.
And I thought Clarkson got away with kicking the ball. And the Jazz get the lead.
What a move by Clarkson. He faked on one side, wrapped around the other, and laid it up and in. And the Jazz have taken their first lead since 4-3. They led at the 10:47 mark of the first quarter. They now lead by 2. Let's hope this is like a little avalanche downhill at this point. Nobody involved, but a little momentum and start running away. 83-81. Quickly. Over to the right side. Gives to Rivers. Rivers went 10-for-10 in the first half. They don't want him to reject screens, and Ingles is up on his body and a foul on Joe. Mike Conley, who in the first half was 0-for-5, is now 4-for-5 in the second half, has 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. Rivers, top to Quickly. Donovan's been off tonight. The Jazz are trying to survive without their star playing well. Quickly drives. Conley from behind defends. Tipped by Gobert. Out to Ingles. Mike in the open floor. Goes between his legs. Retreats out to the baseline. Waits for Gobert. Gets the pick. Goes behind the three-point line. Rotates to Clarkson. Clarkson drives with the left hand. Into the paint. Kicks. Niang. Left corner three. Pow! Bam! Boom! Pow! Yes, sir! Rolling. Up 5. 86-81. Timeout, Tom Thibodeau. The Jazz working their way back. A 20-point swing, and they're up 5 on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz bring it back. Get a slam dunk to Gobert. Knicks with it now. Left side, Randall. Jump shot on the left side. No good. Loose ball. Bounded for. Rebound, Ingles. Jazz are getting every 50-50 ball right now. Ingles leaves for Clarkson. Rise and fire three. Rattles out. Randall rebounds. Jazz are about to take a 10-point lead right there, Ron. They just hit you fast. Rivers driving in the lane, air balls, loose ball, Niang rebounds. Out to Ingles, Gobert sprinting the floor. Clarkson ahead, over to Conley, and Joe has open guys, but acts dribbled into a transition foul.
Did you see what hand Conley just shot the three-point shot?
His right hand?
His right hand from the three-point line, and it
He's
goes in.
He's not left-handed. That's what's so crazy.
I didn't even see the play. What happened? I mean,
Ingles was trying to wait for Conley to burst open, but it allowed them to get a transition foul. So, left corner Niang, contested three over the top and in. And the Jazz lead by 10. They trailed by 15 And now they've just put it on. This is where this team just starts to do this.
The Jazz outscored the Knicks 28-13 in the fourth quarter. But as I'm looking over the final numbers from this game, the stat that stands out to me most is the fact that a team in Utah that averages 15 turnovers a game, they only turned over the ball six times.
Donovan wraps to Rudy, ball fake, steps through, hammers, two hands.
Now, Royce O'Neal is not a player that I would typically think of to be Utah's leading scorer, but in this one, he put up a team and season-high 20 points. Behind him, Mike Conley added 19, Rudy Gobert added 18, Jordan Clarkson finished the night with 13 points, Bojan Bogdanovic had 11, and Donovan Mitchell, he had a quiet 9 points on 3 of 15 shooting.
14 on the shot clock on the reset. Ingles off a Gobert pick with a long left-hand dribble at Robinson. Ball fakes three times, gives to O'Neal, slicing, who's fouled and finishes. Royce O'Neal with a season high, 19, looking for 20 at the line. He's been terrific tonight.
Well, you don't have to wait long for more Jazz basketball. Utah plays at home again tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks. Head over to UtahJazz.com for more on that game. And for more on this game or future games, make sure you head over to UtahJazz.com/LockedOnJazz and visit the Locked On Jazz podcast. Thanks so much for joining me on this Rewind. I'm Amanda Smith. Stay safe.